Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
When I first moved to Eureka in the early 1990s, our old town was a wreck. The Vance Hotel was in shambles and numerous old town businesses were either boarded up or needed a paint job. We also had a problem with homeless people hanging around old town, so our city fathers and mothers removed the benches that used to be near the old town gazebo. When this news became public, removing the benches so that the homeless could no longer sleep near the gazebo, KGO radio personality Bernie Ward went on the air and said sarcastically, "Boy, the milk of human kindness is surely flowing in Eureka." At the time, he was right. We dealt harshly with the homeless, and it did not speak well for us as a community. Over 30 years later, the homeless we still have with us, even though Old Town has largely revived. But one more important thing has changed, because one person has changed our hearts toward the plight of the homeless and poor, Betty Chin. On February 10th, Christ Episcopal Church hosted an event that celebrated the life and ministry of Betty Chin, occasioned by the book that my wife, Dr. Karen Price, has written. The title of the book is The Gray Bird Sings, The Extraordinary Life of Betty Quan Chin. In brief, Betty was born in China to a wealthy family, and due to her Christian baptism and family wealth, she became the target of unspeakable cruelty at the hands of Chairman Mao's Red Guard and PLA. Betty and family were tortured in ways that are hard to read and even harder to explain. Long story short, she and three siblings made a bold escape to Hong Kong and eventually migrated to the United States. It wasn't long before Betty noticed a child at Lafayette School, where she worked, was coming to school hungry. Betty began making sandwiches for her. Many of you know the story from there. Betty's compassion ignited kindred spirits, many from local churches who helped her make sandwiches. Her care and concern for the poor and houseless expanded to what it is today, the Betty Quan Chin Homeless Foundation. Through her foundation, Betty has helped hundreds, perhaps thousands of people get off the streets, go to school, obtain a job. Betty has been feted by Maria Shriver, President Obama, two popes, the San Francisco Giants, the list goes on. The awards have helped her to expand her ministry, but Betty, surprisingly, has been unaffected by all the attention. She still works tirelessly cooking and assisting the poor. I've spent some time talking with Betty and listening to her. She often uses the word compassion. She has compassion on those who are walking the streets without a home because she herself was in the condition as an early child. Betty knows what it's like to be alone and to be treated cruelly rather than becoming bitter and seeking retribution. She has allowed God to fill her heart with compassion. Thanks to Betty, the milk of human kindness has begun to flow toward the needy in our community. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.